from the Blue Water News Network. This is WPHM News.
48 degrees at 8:06. Good morning. I'm Caleb Gordon. That's the sound of pilings being driven deep into the ground at the site of the St. Clair Inn during a media tour yesterday. The inn, purchased by California developer Jeff Katofsky in 2016, could be open to visitors as early as spring of next year. Katofsky speaking to WPHM about what brought him to Michigan in the first place.
Honestly, I'm the carpetbagger. Why doesn't anybody else see what you guys have out here? And I think what it is that you're all numb to it. You just live in it, and it's beautiful. And people say to me all the time, what are you doing traveling to Michigan every other week? And I said, come with me and see it. You'll get it. You don't have this in California. We got our beaches, and it's beautiful, but you think I could do this in California? I'm spending $38 million here. I don't know if I could do it for $380 million in California, honestly.
Katofsky also announced yesterday morning here on WPHM that he has entered into an agreement to purchase the Harrington Inn in Port Huron. He says the Harrington project would be a $10 to $15 million project, as it is not as far gone as the St. Clair Inn property was. Katofsky says once crews finish up work in St. Clair, they will begin renovations at the Harrington next year. Four times the legal limit. That's what Sarnia police say a woman blew on the breathalyzer test Wednesday night after a crash near Brights Grove. The Sarnia Police Service says it happened in the area of Mike Weir Drive and Lakeshore Road, and only minor injuries were reported in the accident. The suspect, a 34-year-old female, had a blood alcohol content of 0.32 and was transported to an area hospital as she is suspected to have alcohol poisoning. She is facing charges of operating the vehicle while impaired. MSU's interim president briefed the House GOP speaker yesterday on the $500 million settlement with Larry Nassar survivors. As he tells Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick, he will not ask Michigan taxpayers to contribute to that dollar amount.
Interim MSU President John Engler says it is not his intent to ask Michigan taxpayers to pay for that $500 million settlement with Nassar survivors. So where does he go first? The insurance company.
Obviously, we have contractual relationships with insurance companies, and we're working next up. They were part of the mediation at every step of the way, and we now will hope to be able to work out contribution from them.
Media reports say the insurance policy is worth $59 million. Governor Engler says that is not accurate. It is higher. Reporting from the state capitol, Tim Skubick, the Michigan News Network.
AAA of Michigan says a record number of Michiganders will be taking to the roads for the Memorial Day holiday. The auto club says 1.3 million people will be traveling next week, with the busiest days being Thursday, May 24th and Friday, May 25th, as commuters mix with holiday travelers. AAA also says gas prices are expected to be above the $3 mark, making it the most expensive Memorial Day road trip in recent memory. Learn all about butterflies next week as WPHM's Andrew Thompson reports.
Friends of the St. Clair River is hosting a free, family-friendly presentation, Blue Water Butterflies, at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, May 23rd at the St. Clair County Administration Building. Join the Michigan Butterfly Network and a local certified butterfly monitor, Barb Ford, for a presentation about our local six-legged flying wildlife. Learn to identify butterflies common in our area, why they're important for environmental health, and how to attract them to your yard. For more information, call the director at 810-294-4965. I'm Andrew Thompson for the Blue Water News Network.
And researchers from Michigan Technological University have released their annual winter study report. It details updates on the ecology of Isle Royale National Park. For the third year in a row, the Isle Royale wolf population remains at a mere 2, while the moose population continues to stay above the historic average with almost 1,500. Without the pressure of predation, the expanding moose population will have a greater impact on the island's forest ecology. In terms of population trends, little changed on the island this past year. WPHM News Time, 8:11, sports and weather next.
Good morning. Coming up, the Tigers win in Seattle last night. Tampa Bay wins on the road in Washington to even the NHL's East Finals at 2 games apiece. Details on that and more coming up with WPHM Sports.
Checking your Blue Water area weather forecast here on 1380 WPHM. Partly sunny skies today. High temperatures near 65 degrees. Showers likely tonight. Overnight lows dip down to about 53. A rainy day on Saturday with a chance of thundershowers. Highs near 70. Thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday morning. Sunday's forecast looking to be mostly cloudy with highs near 62. Right now, sunny skies, 52 degrees in downtown Port Huron at 812. I'm Caleb Gordon for the Blue Water News Network.